he's easier at it.
1-888-767-4348. We do have one line open still, and we'll get to the calls in just a moment. But a couple quick wrap-ups of the conversation we were having on carpet and how to care for it. When you get home, you open the door, what's the first thing you should do?
Well, you should kick off your shoes. That way you don't bring all that Arizona blacktop grease into your house, onto the carpet and floors.
Kick off the shoes. We try and do that at home. I'm probably the worst violator because
you got to go right back out. So then
that's a long process to pull off your cowboy boots and then walk in and fill up your water and put them back on and go out. Oh, I'll just tiptoe over there. No one's looking. Daddy's in hiding with the boots on.
So what after you take your shoes off, then what?
Well, after you take your shoes off, I mean, if you can get cotton socks or if you can get in the habit of using indoor shoes or like slippers, because you got to remember, our bodies produce oil too, and it's Arizona, so, you know, some of us use oil on our feet to keep them from drying out. I mean, you know, you can see a difference in people that, you know, wear their shoes in the house, they got black traffic areas. You can see a difference in people who go barefoot because they got kind of yellowish traffic areas.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things is, you know, you get used to seeing it, you know what they're doing, you know how to treat it, you can clean it out. It's just you got to do it more often. So if you want to see less of a professional, then try to get in the habit of not bringing the outside in and keeping the oil off the carpet.
We got a texter here, had a wild party last night. Well, I don't know that, but they spilled margarita on their travertine tile last night, and they can't get the discoloration to go away. What can they do?
The best thing they could probably try and do is, at that point in time, is probably call a professional. What they would have to do is do what they call a poultice, and what that does is it's a liquid with an absorbent compound, and they put it over the spot. And what that'll do over a period of 8 to 10 hours will draw that color back out of that stone. If he's wiped it up and tried cleaning it with water or a neutral cleaner and the stain's still there, it's got to be drawn up by the poultice. There is nothing else that he can do right now.
And you said you're a big fan of microfiber. I've heard that term a lot lately. Is that just something I'm not aware of, or is that a new...
No, microfibers have been around for a long period of time. They're basically real fine, either polyester or nylon strands that are woven together, and they can hold up to 30% of their weight. So they are a lot better than a cotton towel. They're multicolors, so any of the colors won't bleed onto carpet when they get wet or any type of flooring. So they're really good for that. If you use a cotton towel or something like that that has color to it and you get it wet and you put it down on a carpet that's white, the color could transfer. Same thing with bath mats. Some people have colored bath mats, and I've seen where they take them, wash them in a laundry machine, let them air dry a little bit, and then they throw them back down in the bathrooms that have carpet, and then that color bleeds. So we always refer that if you do that, make sure they're completely dry or use a white towel or a white cotton bath mat, something like that. The colors don't transfer as easy.
Can you walk us through that same stain that Romy just described, if it were in your carpet?
It was in the carpet on a margarita. Best thing you can do is get a white towel or a microfiber and blot up as much as you can. Keep wringing that towel out and keep sucking up as much of the liquid as you possibly can. And then from there, either use dump club soda on it or seltzer water, because that'll actually carbonate or fizz up and bring some more of that color up from the backing up, and still use that existing microfiber. Basically sop it up, wring it out in some clear water, put it down again, wring it out in the sink again. Keep doing that until you get no more color transfer. And then what you can do is put a little baking soda on it. The baking soda will actually absorb a lot more of the moisture and the color as the carpet's drying. And should take care of about 90%.
Very good. Karen's online, wants to talk about a backsplash she's trying to clean. There you go. Karen, welcome to the program. Tell us about your cleaning situation.
Okay, I did have a remodel of my kitchen, and I chose a backsplash that was natural stone, and it was installed, and then it was grouted. And they waited a day, you know, before they were going to seal it. And it was sealed. And then I went to actually, you know, clean it, you know, and be done. But I noticed that, and what appears to me is it was never cleaned before it was sealed. And now I have film and, you know, just dirt. And it even looks like some of the natural stone might have been scratched. And I am unable to get that film off. I know that they sealed it with the 511 impregnator. And I have used that before. So I called the company and they said, well, you know, you can get acetone and get ready to scrub. So my question would be, does that sound like that's what happened? Or, I mean, I don't think that natural stone should look that way. There's areas where it doesn't look so bad and then areas where it is just totally filmed.
Well, Corey and Jason from First Class Green Cleaning are in the studio. They both simultaneously started nodding their head at when you mentioned the product name. So I think they've got some information for you. Corey?
The 511 impregnator is actually a pretty good sealer. Usually it won't seal in anything. It impregnates into the stone. It doesn't leave a film on top. What could possibly be happening is when they installed it and they grouted it, they might not have cleaned up the grout as good. In other words, it could still be a little grout haze left on there, possibly.
If she wanted to get some professional eyes on it, how would she contact you?
She could contact us at 602-996-6993.